Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord your God, Moses prophesied, will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. And we know the prophet which Moses speaks, the promised Christ, God in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ, and this Savior, God in the flesh, came from among us as one of our brothers. He's truly the seed of the woman God promised to send to smash the serpent's head right after the fall in the Garden of Eden. And this prophecy, repeated again and again, it had it over generation by generation for thousands of years, given from the patriarchs to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, even taken into Egyptian slavery, brought to the promised land with Moses, held in trust by kings like Saul and David and Solomon. This promise survived the destruction of Israel, the temple, the captivity in Babylon. It's proclaimed by the prophets all along, throughout every age, from generation to generation, to even reach you. And the moment Mary became pregnant, the fabric of the universe irrevocably and wonderfully changed. The Holy Trinity acted in space and time. A virgin conceived, God became man, of both human and divine natures. You know, the world, I mean, think about this, the world gets twisted in knots to try to define what it means to be human. While, you know, our aggressive anti-Christian culture pits one group against another, including the born against those in the womb. And we see a beautiful biblical illustration of not only what it means to be human, but how beautiful God's creative order is. Look at this, of the sacred vocation of motherhood, of life from the womb, of family. And then the devil hates God's works, especially motherhood and babies, as he works in the world and through people to destroy it all. You know, there's too many listen to the lies. And so we must stand, confess against the evil and hatred in our day that opposes God and the vocation and or those who violate his created orders. You know, when Elizabeth heard the sound of Mary's voice, John leaped for joy in the womb. I mean, don't be taken in by the rhetoric of those who would deny full humanity to the unborn and be undone with any notion that babies in the womb, infants, have no relationship with God. Scripture says otherwise. Even Jesus, his very own words on this, you know, and here, St. John kicks against all who would deny faith to infants. You know, and we see what happens when God takes flesh. When the Word invades the world, we see pure divine goodness and mercy, pure holy love that the world can only hate. But in spite of the devil's rage and the world's mockery, the rescue goes forth from the womb of Mary. And there is no force on earth that can stop this divine plan from going forward, even coming to you. The attempts to murder the child Jesus will fail. The arrest and execution of John the Baptist will not stop his preaching. You still hear it. I mean, these two babies in the womb are more powerful than the Roman Empire itself, and even today, the gospel is more mighty than all the empire's might and the power of men who work in every generation to destroy it. The Word of God is still a threat to the powers that be. And we see them still trying in vain to silence him. So look how your Lord works with the insignificant and nobodies to the world with in people like Mary and Elizabeth. And God chooses you. He intervenes in your life. The angels rejoice over your repentance. And his words of comfort promised you are not empty. Words that are and will be fulfilled as sure as a virgin bore a son. You know, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. A fulfillment of what? What does she believe? What has she been told? A pregnancy, a virgin birth. She's going to be a mother. Her baby would be a king. His kingdom will have no end. And that her in her womb is the Christ, which means she's the mother of God. The Christ promised to Adam and Eve, all God's people waited thousands of years, finally here. The fulfillment, she believes, that this child will save her and all of God's people. You know, there's that song that we hear this time of year. You know, Mary, did you know? Asking over and over again. It's really rather silly. She absolutely knew. And she believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. But she couldn't have imagined how. All that will unfold. Mary speaks of what the Lord will fulfill. And she will hear 33 years later him say from the cross, it is fulfilled, finished. Blessed are you to believe that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to you, for you. Why is that so hard for you to believe and live out each day? Repent. Embrace all that is yours. Rejoice, the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. Blessed are you who believe there will be a fulfillment of what is spoken to you. And what has he told you? I baptize you. I forgive you all your sins. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. You are mine. You are holy. Nothing is lacking. There's no one left to accuse you. I am with you always. My peace I give you. I give you eternal life, a fulfillment, all of it. All of it. The life, suffering, death of Jesus stands in your place. The resurrection seals it for you. All the things that the Lord has spoken to you will be fulfilled. And so you are blessed. But it might not always feel that way, does it? It's like a woman pregnant, but not showing. It's true, but you don't see it. What God has said about you is more true than what you think or even what your neighbors say and think about you. And that Mary song, the Magnificat, your song. For he who is mighty has done great things to me. And holy is his name. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, exalted the humble. But where? We don't see it. You do by faith. To know what truly matters in this world, the strength in the arms of a man who hangs for you, true power and might from God. And the proud, those who exalt themselves, are exposed in foolishness before God. I mean, their greatness, their thrones, their might is all but an illusion. They seek things that never satisfy. Those rich in themselves, in self-righteousness, rich in worldly treasures, are sent empty away. They really have nothing. He exalts those of humble estate, of sinners who confess their sins, and you filled the hungry with good things. That's not about stuff this time of year. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, filled with what comes from Mary's womb, filled with his forgiveness, filled with his word, with his life. He has provided the answer to all your woes in Mary's womb. Promised to our fathers, fulfilled to his offspring, to you forever. Are you weighed down by many things? what truly matters. I mean, with eternity before your very eyes. Ponder with Mary the great things that God has done for you. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. What Mary sang the first Advent is your song. You who are loved by God no less than Mary, Elizabeth, and John, mingle your praises with theirs and the holy angels. Blessed is she. Blessed are you, says the Lord, for he who is mighty has done great things for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.